Hello, everybody. I'm George from Ireland. I'm commenting on the US-Iran nuclear talks. So delegations from the two countries, they met in Oman recently to discuss the situation. And so hosted by Oman, a Middle East Arab country across the sea from Iran. And they are trying to broker peace between them, having fairly good relations with both. Also in Dubai, American and Iranian delegations have discussed the situation. So the big debate is Iran trying to develop nuclear weapons? This accusation has been around since the late 1980s. They've always said that they haven't. Now, according to the late Robert Fisk, who was a British correspondent in the Middle East, he claimed that in the 70s, the Shah of Iran, an American ally, that he had a nuclear weapons program. I don't know if that's true or not. Now, the Iranians certainly have a civilian nuclear energy program, and they say that every country is entitled to that, and why shouldn't we? And that will allow us to export more oil and gas rather than use it at home for our energy needs. And that's true under international law. They definitely do. So they say for 35 years, the Israelis have been saying that Iran is about to get nuclear weapons. I can remember Netanyahu with a saying 5 minutes to midnight, holding up this sign, and it's never ever happened. So lie after lie after lie, shamelessly told by the Israeli government. The Israeli government, which lied about its own nuclear weapons program, why on earth would we trust them? Shimon Peres, their foreign minister in the 80s, said that Israel would not introduce nuclear weapons to the region, despite having already introduced nuclear weapons to the region, which does not subject itself to international inspections, which has refused to sign the non-proliferation treaty, which will not tell the truth about its nuclear weapons status, whereas Iran has done the opposite of all that. So why on earth should we believe Israel over Iran on this one? But anyway, there was that joint comprehensive plan of action signed under Obama that's over 10 years ago, which relax some of the sanctions on Iran in return for these stringent inspections. It was so harsh that many of the Iranian regime said to reject it, but it worked, and it verified that Iran did not have any nuclear weapons program. It was a boost to their economy, it was a boost to the world economy. Everyone was happy. The Israelis weren't happy. The Saudi Arabians weren't happy because they want to enfeeble and strangle Iran. Saudi Arabia sees Iran as the big rival in the Persian Gulf, and it's a Shia country as opposed to a Sunni Muslim country. And of course, the Saudi Arabian tyranny cruelly mistreats its Shia minority, heavily discriminates against them. Anyway, so Netanyahu is a warmonger, has been itching to attack Iran for years. He somewhat attacked them earlier this year. But so the Iranian regime is certainly detestable, but Iran is entitled to civilian nuclear energy. Would they try and develop nuclear weapons? I mean, they might do. I don't know, but there's no proof that they are. Because you might say, well, the reason that Libya got invaded is because Gaddafi, he disarmed his nuclear weapons program, obviously attacked by NATO in the air, not on ground troops. The reason that Iraq was overthrown is because, you know, Saddam Hussein did not have nuclear weapons and so on. We've got to have them. Israel's threatening us with them. Iran doesn't even have particularly good relations with Pakistan, its neighbor, which is a nuclear weapons state, and so on. So we've got to have them. That's what some people think. So why should we not have nuclear weapons when Israel does, when Israel is illegally attacking loads of countries, loads and loads and loads, and illegally occupying some of Syria and Palestine and Lebanon, and attacked Tunisia and Iran just this year alone, murdering people all over the world on the basis of their in Hamas or their, you know, Iranian agents. Anyway, but that joint comprehensive plan of action, Trump himself signed off on it twice to extend it and then to shred it. So the negotiations are ongoing. Benjamin Netanyahu considered it so important to scupper this. He wants a war against Iran. He flew to Washington, D.C. to try and persuade Trump to end negotiations. But Trump says, no, the talks are going on. Got to give credit to Trump for once. But it just shows what an appalling, sick, absolutely vile monstrosity Netanyahu is. So anyway, that's why there's a U.S. Navy aircraft carrier in the Persian Gulf saying they could threaten them. But the Iranian government is in a very weak position because they had those mass demonstrations recently. They killed thousands of people. There was some airstrikes on Iran. Trump could have gone further, but he pulled back from the brink. He was talked out of it by the Gulf Arab countries, saying, if you do that, they will hit our oil refineries. We really don't want that. and it's worked for him. It's worked for Iran, but the Israelis are a bit disappointed. They obviously could go ahead and attack again themselves. In Qatar as well, they've met American representatives. So what does the United States want to make sure that there is no nuclear program, there is a nuclear program? Well, we knew that for ages. We knew there wasn't. Since the US broke the deal, the Iranians said, we hold ourselves absolved from under our obligations because the United States is not upholding its end of the bargain since 2017. They started enriching more uranium. So actually, Trump's action brought Iran closer to nuclear weapons. The United States often says, oh, well, Iran is supporting these people in Yemen and Iraq and so on. And that's true, but that's not what the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action was about. Should they be supporting the Houthi rebels or not? It's debatable. Some people call them terrorists. I've got their pet Shia militias in Iraq, some which were aligned to the Iranian government. Anyway, so the president of Iran, Masoud Pezeshkian, has said yet again that his country is not seeking nuclear weapons and ready for any kind of verification. Close quotation. So because they're in a feeble position, they're likely to agree to this. So the International Atomic Energy Authority had inspectors in there for years, making sure that Iran was not developing nuclear weapons. And that ended, and that's all Trump's fault. One thing is a bit of the wild card factor is how long is the supreme leader going to live? The Grand Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, who's 86, who's been there since 1989, since the death of the Grand Ayatollah Khomeini. Anyway, he's not long for this world. Who's going to take over them? How much will that change? Goodness. Trump had tried to initiate negotiations in 2025 and threatened to attack Iran, but he hadn't done so. Anyway, so they know that the Trump always chickens out. Now, Trump did the unthinkable and he met Kim Jong-un in person, was in Singapore, first of all, even in Korea, stepped over the border into North Korea for a few moments in his first term, didn't get anywhere. If I was part of Trump's security, I'd be bricking myself. What if the North Koreans kill him in North Korea? What do you do? Do you open fire or not? Or is that starting a nuclear war? Or what do they grab him and carry him further and further away? Do you cross the border? You're crossing the border illegally? Are you invading or what? What's your authority in North Korea? You're wrong if you cross over. You're wrong if you don't cross over. Anyway, but Trump was that irresponsible. So it's not unthinkable that he might meet President Masoud Pezeshkian or the Grand Ayatollah Ali Khamenei in a neutral country. But we shall see. So Steve Witkoff is Trump's envoy for the Middle East. Witkoff, who really knows nothing about, global affairs. He's a real estate developer from New York City, just like Donald Trump. Anyway, so he's met Mr. Araghchi, who's one of the Iranian negotiators. First of all, they were speaking through intermediaries, but it hasn't gone well. So Witkoff says that Iran's uranium enrichment should be 3.67%. That should be the limit. Yeah, that's going back to the 2015 deal, the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, negotiated under President Barack Obama, the so-called Iran deal. So all this time, Iran go back to what they had before. Yeah, but now there's some American officials who say they should be allowed any nuclear enrichment, and Tehran says, no, that's too much of a humiliation. But anyway, because Iran is not doing well militarily, that 12-day war against Israel, in which Iran sustained serious casualties, Israel has suffered almost none. So what can they do? But some of these nuclear sites have been bombed. Is there anything to inspect? Is it too dangerous to go there? And so on. So some people are worried that Iran might get nuclear weapons. So Iran enriches uranium to 60% of weapons grade. Yeah. And it doesn't have nuclear weapons, okay? But under the original deal, they were allowed to have a stockpile of up to 300 kilograms of enriched uranium. But now the IAEA says Iran's got 9,870 kilograms of enriched uranium. That is far, far more. And that's all Trump's fault. They wouldn't have done it if he hadn't shredded the deal, yeah? Goodness. So what do you think? What on earth is going to happen between the two? No direct diplomatic relations between the U.S. and Iran since 1980, since the U.S. hostages were taken, these U.S. diplomats in Iran, because their safety wouldn't be guaranteed by the Iranians. So just go back to the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. That's it. Is the U.S. has bad faith on this one, not Iran. The Iranians have got the moral high ground, much though I revile that foul regime, which is very cruel to its people. I can't criticize them for their nuclear policy. What do you think? Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Did any PayPal, George Callan 79@gmail.com. Goodbye.